liberated days. A story comes to mind, a friend of mine. Georgia boy, was gay, I guess. Nothing more or nothing less. The kindest guy I ever knew. His mother's tears fell in vain. The afternoon George tried to explain that he needed love like all the rest. Paul says there must be a mistake. How can my son not be straight after all I've said and done for him? The ones he loves, a victim of these gay days, it seems. Georgie went to New York town, where he quickly settled down and soon became the toast of the great white way. Accepted by Manhattan's elite and all the places that were chic, no party was complete without George. Along the boulevards he cruised, and all the old queens blew a fuse. Everybody loved Georgie boy. George alive was in the summer of 75. He said he was in love. I said, I'm pleased. George attended the opening night of another Broadway hype, but split before the final curtain fell. Deciding to take a shortcut home, arm in arm, they meant no wrong. A gentle breeze blew down Fifth Avenue. Out of a dark inside street came a New Jersey gang with just one aim, to roll some innocent passerby. There ensued a fearful fight, screams rung out in the night. George's head in a sidewalk corner stone. Switchblade knife, did not intend to take his life. He just pushed his luck a little too far that night. The sight of blood dispersed again. A crowd gathered, the police came. An ambulance screamed to halt on 53rd and 3rd. George's life ended there, but I ask who really cares? George once said to me, and I quote, he said, never wait or hesitate, get in kid before it's too late. You may never get another chance, 'cause youth's a mask, but it don't last. Live it long and live it fast. Georgie was a friend of mine.
our three from today featured, yes, the unmistakable voice of Rod Stewart, Maggie May, Michael definitely won't, and Sailing, and of course that one there, The Killing of Georgie, Parts 1 and Parts 2. And thank you for all the phone calls there from Rod Stewart fans. Glad you enjoyed them. Hope you did as well. It's now 12 minutes to 1 o'clock on Sunshine 539 for Thursday lunchtime. And by the way, if you'd like your favourite artist featured, don't hesitate. Drop me a line immediately. Declan Meehan, Sunshine Radio, Sands Hotel, Portmarnock in County Dublin.
If you want to avoid a non-starter, take a good look at the next battery you buy for your vehicle. Be sure it's a Sonnenschein battery. The reason is simple. Thanks to new advanced technology, the Sonnenschein Minicare battery requires only half the attention of conventional batteries, yet lasts up to 25% longer and has a 2-year full guarantee. For the private motorist, commercial user and fleet operator, Sonnenschein. Power without problems.
And Sunshine batteries are available at Chemtex Limited, 436 North Circular Road in Dublin 7. For full details, telephone Dublin 304022. That number again for you, Dublin 304022.
Mango Discotheque at the Sands Hotel, Portmarnock. It's the most exciting thing that's happened in Ireland for years. Mango Discotheque has style and elegance. Mango Discotheque is open till late Wednesday through Sunday. Mango Discotheque, where you can dance the night away in the most luxurious surroundings. Mango Discotheque, where the sound and light systems are out of this world and the music is always the very latest. Mango Discotheque at the Sands Hotel, Portmarnock. Mango Discotheque and you. Because it takes two to Tamango.
And we want you to enjoy yourself at Tamango. So, for this reason, the management reserve the right of admission. Neat dress is, of course, essential.
10 minutes to one.
Sunshine 539. Rock and roll are the games you play. I fly or see your name in light. Temporarily social suicide. Oh, don't you tell me it's rough. At the top you get the cream of the crop. Image seekers, they're on wheel to wheel. This week great, but well next week, no. Oh, don't you tell me it's rough. Oh, don't you tell me it's tough.
Rock and roll, 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 rock and roll
your top 10 smash, definitely. Kiki D, this week's number 28. And Star. Great stuff. 7 minutes to one on Sunshine 539. On the lunchtime roundabout for a Thursday where the sun started to shine. Lovely. This is the new single by Phil Collins. From Phil Collins, and it's called I Missed Again. Should be in the shops in about 2 weeks' time. In the Air Tonight, still doing very well. Now top 20 at the moment. 3.5 minutes now for news at 1 o'clock, and time to play Sunshine Radio Call and Collect. And if you're owner of car, registration number 920WZE.
Congratulations!
920 of them just for you. Phone us at 460-319 within the next 30 minutes. Sunshine Radio 460-319 within the next half an hour. And you can call in and collect. Up to 1 o'clock for this one from the OJs from 1978, and she used to be my girl.
The girl's got plenty good loving. Ask me how I know, and I'll tell you so. Used to be my girl. When she was mine, I used to neglect her. Oh, she wanted more than I could give. But as long as I live, she'll be my girl. She used to be my girl. She used to
good loving. Ask me how I know,
and I'll tell you so.
Radio News at 1.
Good afternoon. In the United States, President Reagan has presented his plans for economic recovery to Congress. He proposed that government spending should be cut by almost $50,000 million over the next 18 months. Among other things, he proposed some cuts in social welfare and a reduction in foreign aid. He also called for increased spending on defense. This, he said, was to restore America's military balance with the Soviet Union. At the same time, the president asked for cuts in income taxes of 30% over the next 3 years, and he urged more help for industry. Mr. Reagan's proposals will give an enthusiastic reception, but still have to be approved by Congress. In Dublin, talks have begun to try to avert another petrol strike. Union leaders, shop stewards, and representatives of the oil companies are meeting today. The workers' strike notice is due to expire tomorrow evening. 56 workers employed by Wesso Limited at the Ahinish Alumina construction site on the Shannon Estuary were suspended this morning after walking out yesterday over a bonus row. Work is continuing normally on the site. The executive of the Coal Miners Union in Britain has voted 15-8 to ask all miners to call off their unofficial strike action. This follows the announcement by the National Coal Board that it is withdrawing its plans to close 21 mines during the year. In Poland, with the signing of agreements with student and farmers' organizations, the authorities are hoping for a period free of social unrest for the first time in many weeks. University student leaders called for a return to work following the signing of an agreement in Lutz in which the government recognized their independent union. The Polish government has also signed an agreement with private farmers in the southeastern town of Rzeszów. The farmers, who have temporarily dropped their demand for an independent union, have accepted an agreement which is reported to give them equal rights with state-run farms to credit and equipment, and a review of farm prices. The Spanish Parliament begins a debate this afternoon on the government program of the Prime Minister-designate, Mr. Leopoldo Calvos Otello. A vote of confidence is expected tomorrow. Mr. Calvos Otello outlined his program yesterday in Parliament against a background of widespread anger over the recent death in police custody of a suspected Basque terrorist. While promising stern action to stamp out terrorism, he declared that abuses by the police would not be tolerated. Hundreds of thousands of people have welcomed the Pope to Cebu in the central Philippines. It was in Cebu in 1521 that the Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan attended the first Mass on Philippine soil. The Pope, in an address to priests and members of religious orders, said the Church would never dilute or change its teaching on marriage or the family. Tomorrow, the Pope travels south to the island of Mindanao. Finally, the army have completed their search for explosives on the Nelly M, the collier ship which sank in Loch Foyle, having been blown up by the IRA. The ship has been declared safe. This is Siobhan Walls. The next Sunshine Radio news will be at 5 o'clock.
Sunshine Radio with Declan Mann.
Yeah.
15 this week. Rock this town, yes. Well, I'm Stray Cats. That's 6 after 1. Welcome on in. The third hour of the lunchtime rudabout today. I'm going to rock this town for the next hour. Stay with us. Here's Cliff Richard.
It's been so long since you had fun. And you've been happy for things you've done. Now you feel strange, a little unreal. Well, I can understand the way you feel. You're just a little in love. You're just a little in love.
Cliff Richard and this week's sound number 10. Written by Alan Turney and it's called Little in Love. Now it's greetings of this Thursday lunchtime going out especially to Kevin in Sutton and especially to you.
You're gonna go to school again in the green. Oh, you're gonna do well.
former drummer with Rainbow there, Cozy Powell, had a solo success for him in 1974 called Na 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 Na. Hope you enjoyed it, Kevin. 13 out of 1.
Thanks for a lovely evening, darling. Oh, no, we've been burgled.
Don't let this happen to you. A burglar alarm is one of the cheapest investments you'll ever make. And an alarm system installed by Owl Alarms of Malahide in your home or business premises will provide you with security and comfort at all times. For the keenest prices in Dublin, call Owl Alarms of Malahide on 451-654. That's Dublin 451-654.
The Whitehall Musical Society present the Irish premiere of Oh, Susanna, a new musical based on the life of Stephen Foster. It's in the Assembly Hall, Dark Hill, from this Sunday, February 22nd, until March the 1st. Admission is £1.30 at weekend and £1.50 midweek. For further information, call 373934 or 371899.
Sunshine Radio, good afternoon.
Single by Shawaddy Waddy. Oh, what an exciting band they are. And that's called Do Wah Diddy 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 Dum Diddy Do. 16 and a half minutes past 1 o'clock. Stevie Dunn has arrived in as well. And has he got a shirt? He has. Oh, yes, that lad. He said he's sold his last one last night to recoup our losses. Oh, dearie me. Master Monday, we put all our money on that. And, well, it looked out at us. Yes, from the screen, and it said, "You lot down there from Sunshine Radio, total idiots to back me. Really, I'm no use." And he wasn't any use, and he came last. And we lost all our shirts and our money and everything. Goodness me. I mean, a grand night down there in the Gresham Hotel last night. The Gresham Hotel, I suppose you expect to come out lighter than you went in. Haven't been in there. Anyhow, it's all down to buying shirts for me at the weekend. Here's the Expressos.
And lost the fight, and now I'm on my own alone. If I save the chance, I'd find a brand new beginning. Now I can get my part before the last stand. Hey, since you've been gone, I've got to tango.
Hilton, rather a good record that one is too, and it's number 12 this week on the Sunshine 40 for Sheila, and it's called The Bed's Too Big Without You. You have to sell the bed, Sheila, I'm afraid. Goodness me, 24 minutes past one.
Buy tomorrow's car today from the Walden Motor Company, the Ford Centre of Dublin. Get the year's best trade-in deal on the car voted Car of the Year 1981, the Ford Escort. Walden Motor Company have a full range of Fords. Fiestas, Cortinas, Capris, and Granadas, and the greatest trading deals ever. You can test drive your Ford of tomorrow today at Walden Motor Company, Oscar Traynor Road, Tulip, and Parnell Street.
Take a look at tomorrow, today at your Ford dealer.
Walden Motor Company, the Ford Center of Dublin.
It's the Patio Boutique, Donnymead Shopping Center. You can enjoy the confidence of knowing you're getting the latest fashion, the finest quality, and of course, the best value. The latest Irish and continental fashion, with a beautiful range of accessories, always available at the Patio Boutique, Donnymead Shopping Centre.
You're asking me to understand your feelings, to just forget my own and let you go. Darling, I won't raise a hand to stop you. Just let me say one thing before you go. Changing times will bring you back to me. So when you go tired of chasing rainbows, just make a wish for love, there I'll be.
Come to me if ever you get lost.
from Springtime, 1978 there by Ruby Winters. Remember Ruby Winters? And that's called Come to Me. Now, 1 year earlier than 1978 was 1977. Very good, yes. And what's so special about 1977? You don't know, Gido. Well, that is the year that's been featured today in the 3 o'clock thrill with Stevie Dunn this afternoon. Stevie's on between 2 and 5, but half an hour of music of 1977 starting at 3. Should be pretty good. Tune in for that. 28 and a half minutes past 1 and a new one by Music for Pleasure. This is great, and it's called Fuel for the Fire. On Rage Records there, and that's a group called Music for Pleasure, and the song is called Fuel for the Fire. I know my father would say, if he heard that, he'd say, great, Fuel for the Fire, let's throw all your records onto it, including that one. He doesn't like modern music. Okay, continuing dry and cold with some bright spells, occasional scattered wintry showers, moderate southeasterly winds, and the current temperature is 6 degrees Celsius.
Sunshine Radio with Declan Mears.
You have a vibe, you have a vibe, you have a vibe.
chart again. Yes. A song from Victoria Times there by Coast to Coast. And it's called Let's Do the Hucklebuck. 25 minutes now to 2 o'clock here at Sunshine 539. And a Sunshine Sure Shot going out especially to Kay Cousins, who lives in Malahide. And lots of love to you, Kay, from Johnny. And I hear you're a fan of Neil Diamond. So for you, his latest one, which is called Hello, Hello Again.
Hello again, hello. Just called to say hello. I couldn't sleep at all tonight, and I know it's late, but I couldn't wait. Hello, my friend, hello. Just called to let you know. I think about you every night when I'm here alone, and you're there at home.
Should be in the charts next week for Neil Diamond from the jazz singer, and that's called Hello, Hello Again. Doesn't he make everything so dramatic? Neil, hello, 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 Neil. Oh, what profoundness you're hearing this afternoon. Yes, goodness me. All righty, 21 minutes now to 2 o'clock on the program today. If you just tuned in, very welcome along. Thursday lunchtime, and we're celebrating with our nice little rolls here with coleslaw and ham and tomato. Hope you're enjoying your lunch as well. Stevie Dunn will take you through the afternoon, especially through those little dozy bits that we get about 2:30. I used to do that in work. Goodness me, couldn't stay awake. Anyhow, on to the birthdays today. If you're celebrating your birthday, you're sharing it with Smokey Robinson.